It's a fall chilly Friday night in Cortez, Colorado, and the bridge shelter has just opened up at 6 in the evening.
Get something to eat,
okay? Oh, yeah, cool. Thank you.
The bridge shelter is the only facility within 40 miles that offers sheltering for people experiencing homelessness. And they're a, quote, seasonal shelter, which means they're only open during mid-October till the end of April. The facility can hold up to 41 individuals during the night. Benjamin Harris is the executive director of The Bridge.
It was started many years ago by a brave group of volunteers who were tired of seeing people freeze to death in the wintertime in the park. And they started in the jail.
After moving through various locations, The Bridge has called a 2019-built facility home. As people are checking in for the night, you can see their relief that they'll have a warm bed to sleep on tonight and a homemade meal for dinner and breakfast when they wake up.
Well, people have to survive. That's what we're here for.
But there are limitations to what the bridge shelter can do to help people survive in a crisis. According to Harris, low funding causes the shelter to have very limited open hours. For instance, after checking in for the night, people have to check out by 8 the following morning. And the bridge shelter cannot bring in families into their facility because they accept sexual assault offenders, leaving some families stranded in their cars, on the streets, or in encampments. Justin Norton moved to Cortez 6 years ago with his wife and kids. They rented a home in a duplex, and Norton says they always paid their rent, even if it sometimes was a bit late. And then one day, Norton says, the landlord just didn't want to work with his family anymore and evicted them.
And I just went into this deepest, darkest pit of despair.
Norton's family was living out of their car or hotels, and Norton says social services were threatening to take his kids away from him because they didn't have stable housing. In fact, Norton's family was split apart as the threats became reality and his kids were removed by authorities. And it shattered him and his wife, where all hope was lost. Kelly Willis, the executive director of the Pinion Project here in Montezuma County, says these family situations have been increasing over the last couple of years.
Pinion has done emergency assistance for many years, but the last 2 or 3 years, I have been like over my head in housing issues.
The Pinion Project is a nonprofit organization that provides services to thousands of families and children in Southwest Colorado. And in the past, they could provide affordable housing to families experiencing homelessness. But now there just aren't enough houses that are available to be rented in the first place, affordable or not.
We literally have no options for families right now. And it's really hard to tell them that. Mm-hmm. And for individuals throughout our community, and you can see the signs of homelessness that we didn't have previously.
Willis says the bridge shelter is helping folks that are in crisis and need a place to land for a night out of the cold weather. But really helping individuals and families experiencing homelessness due to the housing crisis has to include effective and supportive services like case management. Services Norton and his wife needed in order to help them get out of homelessness and get their kids back.
It's so big that it doesn't matter how hard you try, you ain't getting out of it unless somebody's there willing to help you.
As the number of people experiencing homelessness is increasing due to the housing crisis, the bridge shelter will continue to provide warm beds, food, and showers for people who are in crisis during their very limited open hours. And with more funding to the shelter, more can be done, like being open all year round. Benjamin Harris, the executive director of the Bridge Shelter, says,
there's a lot of hurt going on out there.
And having compassion and respect for people experiencing homelessness is a step forward in the complicated and long-awaited solution to the housing crisis here in Montezuma County. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio in Cortez, Colorado, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.